shore where the mountains meet the sea, in a clapboard shack by a broken down tree. There's a light in the window, two salty gals inside. I'm not sure if they're witches, but you know that's implied. Got the storytelling, ego swelling, pillow talking, moonlight walking, sea hags.
Welcome to the Sea Hags Podcast. I'm Chris Jeppa.
I'm Katie Norgren. With us this week, oh, are you a fourth time guest or is this a third?
Third.
A third. Dirty third-y. Welcome back to Lauren
Martin. Hi, thank you for having
Martin.
Me. I was wow. One of your early guests.
Yes, yes.
Congratulations.
And then one of our middle guests.
Hopefully this is not the
no.
end times.
No.
Everything comes in threes, but then we'll just start a new three cycle.
Yeah.
Later.
Go for
a
nine.
Three cycling program.
Yeah. So the first time you were on, you didn't have a baby. The second time you were pregnant. Now you have
but
a 1 year old.
But I was pretending I wasn't pregnant.
Oh, you were.
I was keeping it under
oh,
my
that's right.
hat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was a little superstitious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Fun.
I remember thinking, wow, Lauren's boobs are really, really big.
They're still pretty big.
Yeah.
And my clothes are really tight. And I can't buy new clothes. So that's just
don't.
My look now.
Just don't. Tickle bitties. It's a good time.
Yeah.
It's a good time to have yeah. boobs.
But now you kept a human alive for like a year.
An exact year. She yeah. turned one this week.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's yeah.
been
yeah.
It's been a journey. It's been a great journey. And you know, I want to say like, I always wanted to have kids. Mm-hmm. It's not like, I'm not saying people should have kids, but it was always in my life plan. And now it feels really like, it feels like someone who you were always kind of missing.
Aww.
No.
That's
I know.
Cute.
Like, sometimes I have memories of things that happened before she was born, and I was like, she was there, right? No.
Aww.
She was not.
She just always was a little spark.
A little bit.
Little spark in
a little
there.
Bit.
But
yeah.
she's such a happy, happy, nice kid.
Happy-go-lucky.
So.
Squeaker.
Yeah.
She's learning how to make a mean face, like a mean mug. She must get it from me. And then when you read...
Are you sure? Carlos got pretty good mug.
Carlos has, like, straight poker face. Yeah, he's pretty serious.
Carlos face, Carlos face.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. I feel very blessed. I know that sounds cheesy.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I like hearing that people are happy with their life choices.
Because, I mean, there's been such a surge in people being like, it's time to be honest about what it is to be married and have children. And people are like, oh, I'm so sad.
Yeah. Yikes.
And it's like, we kind of forget to talk about the good stuff, too. And how it's like,
yeah.
wow, sometimes this is like the most amazing feeling in the world.
It is wonderful. And like, I know in the past we've talked astrology and whatnot, and
yeah.
I'm a Taurus, and it always tells you that
we know,
you know, and it always says you need a routine. And I always kind of resented that. But now that I've been forced into a routine, I'm like, oh, I see the benefit of this.
Nice.
This is really good, actually. It's good for me.
Yeah, it makes you feel good and more grounded and
yeah, yeah, feel healthy. I haven't been sick like in a year.
What?
Wow,
that's pretty outstanding.
And I don't binge drink anymore.
And your
difference.
Child doesn't go to daycare or school, so she's not bringing in the outside, being the vector.
That's true. That's mm-hmm. true. I forgot about that aspect. Yeah.
So she can pretty much just like drool into your mouth. And
they
you're
can
fine.
Be disgusting. Yeah.
But they're so gross.
They're really bad.
But
she's
really
licking
cute,
her dad's bottom of his shoe. Full on from the heel to the toe when I'm not looking.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's not really doing things at a 30-year-old level yet. I don't think I said that right. I was just thinking, you're like, my child, she's so cool and perfect and smart. Oh, wait a second.
And she eats dirt all the time.
She's gonna have such a strong immune system.
That's what they tell me.
I full-on saw a kid, like, licking the plastic divider on the SkyTrain the other day. So I was like...
Yeah, I'm back at work and the SkyTrain is a cesspool.
It's disgusting.
That's the worst part of my day. But I'm grateful to have mass transit, I guess.
Yes.
I
fucking hate it. Right. That was what I was going to lead with today was just going to toot my wife's horn and say thanks, Tessa, for just driving me here today. She drove me here.
Yay!
Nice. Tessa, it's amazing, and she drove me here.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to see past guest Jackie Hoffert after this recording today, and we're going to drink beer, and I did not want to drive. Mm-hmm. But I also did not want to take transit here today, because it is a Good Friday.
Yes.
Which means we're on Sunday's edge.
Spotty bus service.
Spotty
yes, bus I'll service. I'll be driving my vehicle to Witch Camp tonight. So.
Please tell us about Witch Camp.
Tell us about it, Janet.
It's not actually Witch Camp, but it's brought to you by the same people that go to Witch Camp in Oregon a lot.
I have heard of Witch yes. Camp.
So past guest Sharon Pink, mm-hmm. who came and read tarot cards here on our show, and we talked a little bit about reclaiming sort of pagan traditions and stuff like that, reached out to me and was like, hey, I'm putting on a course called Elements of Magic, and it's like a reclaiming kind of thing. And so it's like very simple, like introduction to stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm scared. I don't want to go. And she was just like, please come. And I was like, aww. Okay. So, like, I'm nervous. I also, like, don't really like people right now. So I'm like, I'm going to be trapped in, like, a weekend retreat with a whole bunch of strangers and, like...
You're feeling introverty?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, no offense to people who join groups, but, like, I'm not a joiner. I just don't... Mm-hmm. And so anyone that would voluntarily sign up... Yeah, someone that would voluntarily sign up to go be part of the thing, I'm like, I probably already don't like you, though. But then I did it, so...
You did it, but you were peer pressured into it.
Yeah, just, like, gently suggested that I should come. Because, like, Sharon's also Polish, and we've been talking about, like, Polish paganism a lot, and it's just, like... I don't know, a lot of folks also saying around, like, you know, people appropriating indigenous traditions, like, go reconnect with your own fucking culture and, like, try to bring that back. And I'm just like... Poland has a lot of witches, man.
I hear that.
So I'm just very curious about that kind of spiritual tradition, like pre-Catholicism stuff.
Yeah, before they came and kind of diddled everything up.
That's one way to put it.
Not commenting. No real comment here on Good Friday, but religion is the bane of everything.
Yeah. There was a banner.
Here first, folks.
A banner that was made in England that said, Chris is risen, and it made me laugh. I'm like...
I mean, she has. Here she is.
Yeah, I do have Jesus' birthday, so why don't I you also... You do.
And Easter's on April Fool's Day this year, mm-hmm. so he has risen. Psych!
Or
just joking!
It never occurred to me until this exact moment that your name might be Christina because you were born on Christmas.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It took me a while, but I figured it out before
today. That's exactly it, and I swear I've told that story, like, on the
You know what, and I'm sure I've heard it, and I'm sure I've internalized it, but that's the nice thing about growing old with someone is you forget as much about them as you learn, so it's like you get to meet them all over again.
Constantly rediscovering each other.
That's really nice.
That's a true relationship.
I really saved that from, like, oh, fuck, I haven't been paying attention.
When in your head you're like,
we're going to the ballet.
Yeah, basically.
My parents thought I was going to be a boy, and they were going to name me John. And then when I was born on Christmas, they're like, oh, it's a girl. What day is it? Okay.
Oh.
Christina it is.
And my cousin shares her birthday, and her middle name's Grace, because it was Christmas.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Our daughter was born on Christmas, so her name is Christmas Daughter.
Christmas.
We're Icelandic.
Yay. Yeah.
My name is Christmas Daughter.
They could have named me Noelle. That's why Noelle's That's parents beautiful. Named her Noelle, because she was born a few days after Christmas.
That's not the same.
I know so many people who were born either on Christmas or right around Christmas. Both Niall and Becca from London are, like, Capricorns, very close to you in birth, in dates. One of them, I think, is the 23rd and one is the 27th, I want to say. And you and my friend Eva and Adam all have birthdays on Christmas.
My friends Ari and Nick are a few days after.
And, just so many people I've met are, like, and Noelle, obviously, too. And, I mean, Tessa's in the beginning of December, so.
Sag.
So, super sad.
Super sad.
But, like, you
I'm
just.
Surrounded by Sagittarius.
Yeah,
and
you
and
must
Capricorn.
Just, yeah, that's the energy that you need to balance out the.
And Taurus.
Other stuff.
I mean, so many people have fucking
Making
lost
eyes
me
at
around.
You.
That's what I require.
Nice. But, yeah, anyway. I don't know. I'll wrap up my little, like, reclaiming
Witch
thing. I'm just,
camp.
Like, yeah, I'm nervous. We're supposed to bring stuff that, like, represent different elements to, like, make a little altar.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna make little crafts.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna do a lot of journaling.
I'm gonna make a god's eye.
So I have no idea what to expect, and so I'm just like, well.
Do you have your little trinkets?
Yeah, I do.
Prepared?
A sack full of crystals.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm bringing some salt.
Okay.
Some ocean water.
You're always bringing salt.
Yeah, I know.
In the material. Salty.
Yeah. Some ocean water, some sage to burn for fire, and then some lavender for air.
Yeah. Is that all the elements?
Yeah. There's four.
You're right.
And then I was looking around my house, and I realized that, like, our window above the piano is basically an elemental altar, because it's got all the different elements represented, plus these five glasses that are all the right colors, plus purple for, like, spirit or whatever.
Spirit's the one that's lingering in the back of my mind.
I was like, Ed, like, we have this elemental altar thing. He's like, yeah, that's not an accident. I just, like, I always forget how, like, esoteric he is.
Yeah. Like, he's great.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's great. We blew past him on our way up here.
Yeah.
He's making vegetarian hot dogs.
He was a hungry boy.
Great. They are, in fact, the ones talked about on last week's podcast, which was a failure pile.
That's okay.
It's okay. This is much better energy.
We're letting it go.
We're zesty. We're loose. We're having a good time.
We got our boobs on the table.
Got those heavy boobs.
Big boobs on the table. Heavy boobs.
How was your week, Katie?
It was okay.
Yeah.
I went to work one day.
Nice.
That's a good amount to go to work.
Yeah, it was great.
One day out of the week is really all we should have to do.
Yes, I worked one day and then gonna have a completely undeserved 5-day weekend. Loves it.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. Yesterday I managed to force myself to go to the gym even though I had my period so bad and I was so tired.
That still went. Deserves a round of applause.
Thank you. So I went and I actually did the whole thing. And then I went over to a friend's house and smoked a lot of marijuana and enjoyed myself and then came home and had a nice dinner with my wife.
Nice.
Oh, that's lovely. I mean, that
too great. Much pizza. Just way too much. I was just like, I was on a crazy eating tear.
Mm-hmm. Did you order the pizza or make the pizza?
We ordered the pizza.
Where from?
Pizza Garden.
Pizza Garden?
Pizza Garden.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
We also have Pizzeria Ludica in the basement of our house, but they make small pizzas. We're like, we want big ones.
We want big pizza tonight.
this is the thing I've been working on. I was just like ASMRing it over here. This is a new journal that I started about. It was just like, I fucking wrote a line from Olivia Newton-John's Physical.
Great song. Which was just,
let me hear your body talk.
Oh my gosh.
That's a sexy song.
Adventures in the physical realm. So I've been like writing about everything that's just been going on with my physical self, interacting with the physical world. And of course, a bunch of emotional stuff has crept in, but I'm like, track your menstruation and all this stuff. I'm like, here's what I don't like about my body. Now I'm going to try to write twice as much about what I do like about it.
Yay.
So, and then I was like, here's what works. Here's what turns me off. Ooh. Here's what I, yeah.
What turns me on?
Yeah, I just wasn't going to say that because I was like, there's stuff about sex in here.
Sex. You're really connecting with your corporeal existence.
Yeah, I just finished reading like this sort of widely recommended, I don't want to call it a sex manual because it doesn't really tell you how to do anything other than just like, here's kind of how you hack your own brain so that you aren't, you know, throwing yourself into either a sexual frenzy or a sexless, depressed existence.
Mm.
So it's called Come As You Are by Emily Nagoski. Mm. It has a very rude cover.
Oh, I like a rude
it's
cover.
Like it's like a pencil case that's open and it's pink and it's like just sort of propped up. It looks very vulvar.
All right. I'm trying to use vulva in the right context with the baby.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I see you have poop in your vulva.
Oh, no. Using correct language for something that should not be. I see you have poop in your vulva.
And I sometimes try.
So I don't do sex anymore. Everybody, I'm done forever. Anyway, so it was a pretty interesting book, and I think it was applicable to things that aren't necessarily about sex, because so much of it is just, are you spectatoring, which is just observing yourself in a context rather than actually experiencing.
Like floating way over there.
Yeah, it's like almost dissociation. You're watching yourself do something and you're criticizing everything about yourself. And I'm like, oh, that's me. So it's like, yeah, becoming aware of that. And
don't criticize yourself for doing it.
Don't criticize yourself. Yeah, it's a lot of talk about meta emotions and how. No, it doesn't really matter how you feel about something, but it's how you feel about how you feel about something. Like, if you accept the fact that you're upset about it, then you get over it much quicker because you have to complete the emotional cycle. So if, like, you are shutting down because you don't want to have sex because your partner, like, hasn't, I don't know, done chores that week or something like
dishes.
That. Yeah, exactly. Like, the solution isn't, like, it's not like, oh, you're sexually broken and you need to, like, want sex more and then they'll, you know, it's like fix the context. If you fix that context, then you will be more open to having those kinds of experiences with someone. So it's just all super basic shit. And a lot of it is about just, yeah, how you feel about how you feel. And I always feel very bad about how I feel. I'm like, I should be better than this.
Oh, I feel guilty all the time.
I am, like, queen guilt. I am, like, a Catholic Jewish person somehow.
Yeah, you have more guilt than I do,
probably. I have tons. I have so much. I'm, like, carrying it around in a big old sack.
Yeah.
A bindle.
And that's so heavy.
It's very heavy.
It's so heavy, I know.
And I'm strong.
I have child of a single mother guilt.
Oh, yeah.
Where just my whole existence, I'm like, I'm sorry that I have to eat. I'm sorry that, you know, I have to have clothes. I'm sorry that
I'm sorry for being born. I'm
sorry that I ruined your marriage. I think that's a common thing, right?
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
sorry I feel this way.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you feel that way. Oh, me too. Trust me. I'm very sorry I feel this way.
But completing the emotional cycle instead of just like, you know, having the feeling and being like, ew, and like dismissing it and then saying that you're fine.
Yeah.
That, exactly. I mean, that's normal, right? That's what I do.
No. It's like when you
go through it,
you confront it and you feel it and you experience the whole thing and then you get over it. You're like, okay, well, I'm done with that. And that's whenever I actually confront something with somebody and have like a difficult conversation, once it's like, oh, I'm sorry, like this is resolved. And, you know, some people are like, okay, well, I need some time to cool off. Not me. I'm good.
You're
I'm
good.
So relieved that I'm just like, good. Oh, I love you so much. Let's make out forever or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if it's not like a romantic situation, I'm just like, oh, bank manager, let's go.
Let's make out.
Blah, 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 blah. Thank you for restructuring my mortgage. None of that ever happened.
We don't have mortgages.
I do, but yeah, I did
good
not have to
you.
Restructure.
Good for you.
That's stressful.
That's great. You just got into a co-op, didn't you?
I'm in a co-op.
That's so exciting.
We had a play date today.
Ew.
With all
just
the
kidding.
Little...
That's really cute.
All the little kidlets. Yeah, it was
the wee
really
things.
All
the
little
bairns.
All the little wee ones. You know, you trade kids for a while. It's kind of nice. Be like, oh, you take mine. I'll take yours. They're really cute. Yeah.
I just had such an inappropriate mental response to that. It's like it's a G-rated key party.
It is a G-rated key party.
Sorry, that's not appropriate.
No, it's totally accurate.
I'm just
accurate.
Picturing the little, like, you know, the Playmobil keys, like
the plastic teething keys.
Clapping on this. I just was drinking and I didn't want to spit take.
Yeah, you put your little teething
in fish
keys
bowl.
In the fishbowl. You pull out the least slimiest one.
This is so inappropriate.
Which kids do you take home to look after that day?
To get the poop out of the vulva.
Okay, we're bad people, but it's really funny. So
it's
you had
fun
a play
to be bad.
Date.
We had a big play date today. Yeah.
Did anyone poop in their vulvas?
No, I don't think so.
You never know.
You never know what's going on.
Did you
under
check
there.
Yourself before you wreck yourself? No.
No comment. It's been a rough week. My mom's visiting. My mom, the Capricorn.
Okay, fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
Which causes me all sorts of digestive. You know, tense.
You're
I'm a little tense. It was nice to get out of the house and come visit you.
Yeah.
You hags.
Yeah.
You know? I love my mom, but you know how moms are.
Yeah.
You know, I've started tapping for closing that mental.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Like, kind of like EMDR, but something a little bit different.
I don't know the
actual EFT, emotional freedom technique?
Yes. Is that, I knew there was letters involved, and I just started doing it this month. I love it. Feels really good. It's the same idea. It's ritualistic.
Yeah.
It's good to have ritual.
And it grounds you in your body, I think, right? Where you're just like, I'm having all these emotions everywhere, so let's actually
feel my feelings and then kind of talk through things at the same time. Mm-hmm. I work in the downtown east side, which is how I met originally Chris. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's a wonderful quote from one of the people I met down there, and they said, it's not the drugs, it's the ritual. And I think that was very accurate and with a lot of things in life, you know, and especially drug use. It's that ritual that you have, whatever your drug of choice is. And if your drug of choice is anxiety.
Yeah. Mainlining that shit.
Yeah. So are we talking about my week?
I guess
we're deep into it. Yeah, so I have my mom. Before that, we had my father-in-law, who's a delight.
Nice.
He's got amazing stories. You should have him on your podcast.
He is the most obsessed with your baby as any grandfather has ever been obsessed.
He's very supportive on Facebook.
Yes.
To me and my friends. He, like, befriends people, and then...
This is what my dad does.
Yeah, those are good dads.
They're very, like... I don't know how long I get to be alive. I am getting rid of the toxic masculinity of my youth, and I want to love on everybody soups hard.
He does. He's that's exactly. That's right.
That's
he's
my dad. Oh,
he's so got some great stories. He was in the civil rights movement in America. He's American.
Wow. Is he like sort of an older dad? Or?
He's in his 70s. Yeah. He's okay. An older dad. He had like a first marriage, mm-hmm. and then he had Carlos when he was almost 50.
Wow.
And his stories are so funny. He's like, yeah, I wanted to join the civil rights movement and be nonviolent. And the first sit-in I went to, I just punched the guy out. So just, yeah.
When he did not come to play.
It's like, so I let go of that and got into Malcolm X.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a great guy. It's tiring having your parents, though. It's interesting, too, because Carlos is like, was really quiet with his dad, and I would kind of stay up chit-chatting with him. And then it's a reversal, and with my mom, who's delightful, I'm just get, you know, I just get short with her.
Yeah.
And I went to bed early
one
night.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah. Who does that?
I get short with my mom, too, and she's, like, the nicest, sweetest person, but I don't know why. Sometimes I'm just like, ugh,
they
mom.
Just do it to us.
Yeah.
I know. I fell asleep on the couch last night, and then she's like, do you want me to turn the light up? And I was like, no! That's not helpful at all! And then I just went to bed and didn't say anything. And so it's nice to have a long weekend as well. It's a little, you know, it's a lot of family time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of family time. And then I'm working on my pitch because I'm pitching to tell a story high.
Oh, I'm
this
so
is,
excited
this
about
is
this.
One of the reasons that we had you on to talk about this. So,
so we can always, you know, talk a little bit more about it later. But, you know, it's people might be familiar with it. It's an opportunity for filmmakers to get funding. And I want to make a short documentary about lower back tattoos. And it's been something I've wanted to do for a long while. And so I just decided to put together my pitch. And you know what? Even if we don't get the funding, we're going to make it.
Nice.
We're going to make it after all. Dun, dun, dun. Hat in the air. So I've been working on that and going back to work this month and having a baby and having a mother and having a husband. And I was saying before we turned the mic on that one of my friends is like, oh, you've been busy. And I was like, yeah, it's been great. I guess the only change since I had the baby is I don't have a social life. And I'm kind of okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's comfortable. That maybe that's the Taurus all along.
Yeah.
Has just been ready to work and sit at home and order pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you on that. Yeah, feels good.
Feels good.
You know, it's nice to get together like this and spend time with some cool hags.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And but other than that, I'm, you know, I'm not into I don't leave the house at night.
Yeah.
6 o'clock's my curfew.
Sounds pretty darn good.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah, I feel like my life is moving in that direction too. I'm just like, I think I'm ready to have kids because I already live that lifestyle.
Once you feel that, that's the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, again, not everyone should have kids.
Mm.
No pressure. But if you feel it in your heart.
See, I did the nesting thing and I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then all of a sudden I was like, no, no, no.
Uh-uh.
So it's good to like, yeah, wait it out a little bit. Just see like what happens. Don't, you never rush into making a person.
No, never.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
they just happen.
Or for like insidious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, don't
use I'm going
to
do this to spite my dad.
Yeah, don't use them for magical ingredients or anything.
Don't eat your baby.
Don't eat your baby. Don't.
Don't do
we're
it.
We're not hamsters.
Yeah, we're not.
You got some rodent. Like, familiars, anyway.
That's true.
You do.
I do. I'm gross.
Tell us, so Chris, go on.
Oh, but we were talking about
your project. No, tell us about Story Hive.
Tell us Story Hive. So the way it works is on April 3rd, which is today.
Which is when this is coming out. Yes.
Voting starts. You can go onto the Tell Us Story Hive website and listen. I'm not telling you what to do. Because you can vote for more than one project. So you can look at all the projects and vote for whoever you think should get funding.
But also Lauren's project.
Hey, I'm just saying, I have a hell of a good project. And if you're passionate about tattoos or about...
Lower backs.
Or about...
Bad decisions.
The early 2000s.
Or just like how femininity is constructed and sometimes shamed.
Or how men sometimes take things women like... and ruin them for us. Think about it.
That's all I think about all of the time.
Then, you know, check out my project, but 40 projects get funding. So it's you know, it's pretty cool and it's an opportunity for people. And this round, every project had to have at least one female-identified, woman-identified key crew member. So they're really trying to push, like, more diversity in the film industry. Mm-hmm. And it's a chance for people to get stuff made. So vote for me. Vote for your friends. Oh, see what's out there.
Please tell them the title.
Hindsight. Because, get it? Like, hind, like you're behind.
I got it. You get it?
Hindsight's 2020, man. Yeah. I really actually, in my original, I was like, I'm going to make this in 2020. So it could be hindsight 2020.
Oh, yeah. But so you're like, I'm going to get on this shit now.
Life comes at you fast. And thank you for having me on the podcast. It's always great to see you.
I think it's really, really interesting. Can you tell us, like, why?
Why I'm feeling that way?
Yeah.
Well, when I was in high school, I don't have tattoos. Mm-hmm. I love tattoos. I love other people's body art. And I just have never been able to commit mm-hmm. to something that I wanted. And I remember in high school, my friend got a memorial lower back tattoo. Ooh. Of a friend who passed away. And this is cute little angel on, you know, just above her ass crack. And I used to love it, and I'd show it off on her behalf.
I've drawn a lower back tattoo.
It's a good one. There's a lot of Celtic designs back there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on back there.
Yeah.
And I guess I am just curious. At first, I thought it was kind of like a lark or funny, but the more I talk to people about it, the more I talk, everyone seems to have a story, either their own lower back tattoo or a friend of theirs, especially people in our age group, mm-hmm. I feel like, because I do feel like they kind of maybe went out of popularity.
Yeah, everyone was getting them, and then suddenly they were not cool, like, within kind of...
Because they got labeled a tramp stamp.
Yeah.
And I don't know who's, you know, it's kind of funny. I mean, you can reclaim tramp stamp. but let's reclaim our bodies. And I actually read an interesting article, too, that if you look at, like, if you believe in, like what are those power points in your body? What are they called?
Chakras.
Chakra. Like, there's your lower back chakra.
Like a PowerPoint presentation.
How about a PowerPoint girl?
The medulla oblongata.
Yeah. Oh, it's called Keynote. It's like the Apple version of PowerPoint.
Yeah, so there's, I think it's a powerful place in our body. I think it's a great canvas. Your root chakra. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a powerful place. And I feel like society's kind of, you know.
I'm sorry. Society.
The man. Not men, like, you know, to upset the men out there.
But also, let's upset them.
But the man.
Yes. Also, men in general. Yes, yeah. All of them. Yes. Never letting us have any... I'm doing a lot of air quotes, but I mean these things.
I'm doing them in right back at you. But it is interesting to think about things that, like, we like that have been, you know, labeled one way, and then all of a sudden it's kind of become something that falls out of popularity, mm-hmm. or you've suddenly something like a tattoo that you really love, and then all of a sudden now you kind of feel like, oh, I don't really want to show it off, and that's a shame. Some of them are bad. My producer,
I've got one. Not a lower back tattoo, but I have
a bad tattoo.
I have a tattoo from the band AFI, which I have not listened to probably since like a year after AFI. I got that tattoo. Yeah,
I still stand by that tattoo.
It's a nice tattoo, because I was smart. No. Thankfully.
This is also embarrassing,
which is a Bill Hicks tattoo.
Hey, I like your Bill Hicks tattoo.
Oh, so do I, but it is kind of silly. This is my AFI tattoo, which no one can see, obviously, other than you. But it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
But I know what it is. I know who I was.
Yeah. And who I am. Well, that's another thing. It's like, what is the nature of regret? I mean,
I don't regret any of these.
When I was young, there was that Madonna video where she looks straight into the camera and she goes, absolutely no regrets. And I was like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. That's who I'm going to be. That's what I'm going to do. And now as an older person, I'm like, no, I've got tons of regrets.
Yeah.
And they're okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay to be like, have mixed feelings about who you used to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on in hindsight.
That guy with the tattoo that says no ragrats.
No ragrats.
Across his chest.
Oh, no.
No rag egrets.
No egrets.
Or the one that says, thank you, Mather, for my life.
One of the teen moms, I love Teen Mom, by the way. Okay. We could talk about Teen Mom for a whole hour with me. But one of them was briefly married to a guy, and he had a tattoo that said, it said almost famous, but the cursive looked like almost famous. Shout out to anyone who is passionate about Teen Mom.
Almost famous.
I was going to get a Red Hot Chili Peppers tattoo that had a quote from one of their songs on the album Warped, and it's sung by Flea, and he says, it's better to regret something you did than something you didn't do.
That's also a Butthole Surfers quote.
Well, yeah, because it goes, and the Butthole Surfers said. Yeah. So it's like a little bit of a meta, but I was like going to have like, you know, the Red Hot Chili Peppers asterisk with that written around it. I'm sure glad I did not get that tattoo.
So you don't regret what you didn't do.
But you are still going to get a Red Hot Chili Peppers tattoo, aren't you?
I don't know. I might weave one of the, like, Red Hot Chili Peppers, like, stars into a floral design or something like that.
I thought you were gonna, like, weave a carpet or something. You were gonna say, like, I'm gonna weave a wall hanging. I'm gonna cross-stitch
Red Hot Chili Pepper coat.
I'm definitely not as passionate about them as I once was.
Yeah, that's what I was
Shave your mustache, Anthony, and then I'll be right back at you.
Oh, God.
Mustaches are questionable. But, you know, we're in a time when, I hate to say it, but, like, almost everyone's quote-unquote problematic.
Oh, yeah.
So it's hard because you might have liked something 10 years ago, and now you look at it with different eyes, and that's what I'm saying is, like, you know, we have to kind of embrace the people we used to be because we're on a journey, right? Mm-hmm. And it's nice when those people also own up to their mistakes, mm-hmm. perhaps. We all need to own up to our mistakes and keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. But you can't beat yourself up because you did get that tattoo back in 2001.
Because you were in love with somebody.
Or you were in love with somebody.
For you and wasn't nice to you.
And then some people I've talked to have gotten their tattoos covered up. So that's interesting too. Like, how do you weave that part of your life into your current life?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to get a tattoo covered up because I don't like the way it looks or I regret it or anything, but just to like make space for something different, I guess.
Or if you got a whole, would you get a full sleeve?
Some very meaningful correspondence to it, I think. I would like to, honestly, like, but I like this arm too, having just sort of two pieces.
I love the heart.
This is lyrics from Hedwig and the Angry Inch, which mm-hmm. is a like problematic piece of media, right? Because it was made in 2001.
Well, everything.
And it centers an actor who and a producer and a director who is cis, who plays like a trans character,
right?
Like,
I met him once.
Interesting, very interesting narrative. Yeah. And it's still, the movie is so important to me. The music is so important to me.
And it was really, it was important and groundbreaking at the time, too.
Oh,
so
yes.
Even though it's kind of problematic now, it's like, it was actually really important to a lot of, like,
lots of people.
Yeah, queer and gender nonconforming folks. And
man, I'm glad that I wasn't, like, out on the internet in 2001. Because I did a lot of problematic things. We also live in an era where things are sort of, like, preserved. So it's kind of, like, interesting that now mm-hmm. we're grappling with that. Mm-hmm. It's just interesting, right? Mm-hmm.
I think a friend of the podcast, Hillary, has one of the best policies on that, which is just fucking up with integrity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that Hillary or is that...
Yeah, I think so. Or...
Or Avery.
I think that they probably share some stuff.
Yeah.
I think so. They're dumpling sisters.
Yeah, I think that's Hillary's
dumpling.
Thing, though.
Yeah, fucking up with integrity is something I've always really enjoyed, where it's just like, yeah, I will fuck up, because that is
the nature of
existence.
Yeah.
Because we will do sometimes things that are selfish that hurt other people, and sometimes we will do things where we have other people in mind, but it's not what they need or they want.
Or we're completely thoughtless.
Or we're totally
just
thoughtless.
Unintended consequences.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's just, you know... Do the things you do intentionally with kindness in your heart and, you know, respond to people responding to you in ways that are open and accepting of...
Not just shut down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's like, you know, this comes with age and maturity of, like, just that voice in your head that's like, you know, do I need to say this? And how loud do I need to be about this? Like, do I really need to shout this from the rooftops? Or, you know, would I feel different in a week? Yeah, but that comes with age and maturity, too. It's hard to be... And sometimes people who have age and maturity, too, you know, are struggling in a new world as well. So, you know...
Hard to adapt to certain things.
It is hard to adapt. Yeah.
Looking forward to looking back.
Looking forward to looking back.
That's what you would write in a yearbook, I think. And that's another thing you would do is go to the spine of the yearbook and write, I signed your crack. In a yearbook.
I never.
Hags.
Had someone's.
Hags. Hags. Have a good summer.
Have a good
See,
summer.
See, have a good summers. That's our podcast.
See, have a good summer.
Which also could just sound like, hey, cunt, have a good summer.
Oh, no.
There's one Sue bomb in this episode.
We can go for more.
Oh, well, we could always go for more. So your pitch movie show is coming out on the 3rd of April.
So the voting happens on the 3rd. I think it's only...
Do you have a trailer that's going up?
Or... Uh-huh. I filmed and edited the trailer by myself. And, you know... I applied to the Canada Council as a writer because I had a short film that was in a few festivals last year. Mm-hmm. Writers are not eligible. They said, you need to be a director. Huh. So
cool.
I've done some pretty great things in my life out of spite, and add this to the list.
I'm writing it down. Director of spite. That's beautiful.
Yeah. I saw that there's more grant money coming out for musicians and also the BC Arts Council, so that's really
and
cool.
And comedians!
What?
They're talking about adding comics to list of artists who are eligible for grants.
Yes, that well, that's a... It is a petition that's been put up by K. Trevor Wilson.
It's a conversation that's happening.
Yes, and I'm very excited about that, that there will potentially be... Like, there was this whole idea that with Netflix getting $500 million towards Canadian products, that it would be, you know, like, sponsoring Canadian comics and stuff like that. But still, it's just basically Pete Johansson has a Netflix special, and that's it.
Right.
And... Yeah, that's it, because it's mostly just that they're buying shows that already exist, like Schitt's Creek. And
I do like Schitt's Creek.
It's great, and the Baroness von Sketch show, I'm so glad that I can watch
Baroness
it now.
I love Baroness von Sketch.
Amazing. But they're not paying for new stuff.
No.
They're just buying existing
They're buying CBC
properties. Yeah. Which is fine, but like if
and
that's
Kim's
included,
convenience
if
is
that's
on.
Included in that money, then that seems disingenuous, because that's already taxpayer-funded art that's been made.
You're a smarty pants.
So
good point.
Mm-hmm. So it's like we need to actually be, whether or not it's Netflix, like,
or creating content.
Come on, the government, can we have some more money to make some things in this country? Because like, we make the best comics, and everybody has to grind super, super hard because you can't get recognition any other way. You have to be the best and leave.
You have to cross over.
Yeah.
And
it's
that's
true.
Why there
look
are so
at Graham
many,
Clark.
Like, look at Graham Clark.
Well,
like,
he hasn't moved to LA unlike so many other like
well,
awesome.
Please
folks
don't.
That, yeah, I know.
Yeah. But like, until the city actually starts to pay comedians in ways that help them live, then they'll have to.
In an
to.
Expensive city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, he's a guy who could do really well in an American city, but you can't unless you're famous already. Like,
well,
it's such a paradox.
It's hard. Immigration's a that's a whole other can of
22.
Can of worms right now.
There's, Jackie and Laurie always talk about how they love Canadian comics because they're like, they come to us fully formed already, and then they're just destroying. Like, they're... strong headliners from Toronto, like, moving to L.A., like Amanda Brooke Perrin and Deborah DiGiovanni. Like, everyone
oh my
fucking
God.
Loves Deborah
Everybody
DiGiovanni.
Everybody in L.A. is just like, she's my favorite comedian.
Yeah,
she's hilarious.
Yeah,
she's so
funny.
Just so much
I
fucking
miss
energy.
Video on Trial.
You know,
that's
I only,
what I know her from.
Yeah.
I only just met her, like, best friend Darcy Michael, like, 2 weeks ago.
He's hilarious.
Well, I've always known he's funny. Like,
he's
I've seen
hilarious.
Him perform a bunch
yeah.
of times, and I've always thought, like, that this guy, is he's got a great onstage voice where it just sounds like he's just casually talking to you. But he's
yeah.
so... honed. Like, I've yeah. seen him do a lot of the same sets over and over, and they always feel super organic. But I finally got to meet him because he was on at Jackie Hoffert's show. And I went out to smoke a joint, and he came out, and he just vaped his e-cigarette with me. And I was like, I probably shouldn't get high before this set because... I'm a professional.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, well, whatever. But he was super nice. He was so nice. And I didn't know he was so nice. So that was good. Because he could be a total bitch if he wanted to. I mean, like, he works with 3 out of 5 kids in the hall.
Yeah.
Exactly. I love the kids in the hall.
Mm-hmm. Who the fuck doesn't? But, like, it would be so...
What's wrong with you if you hate the kids in the hall?
Oh, don't send us an essay about it.
Yeah. It would just be so nice, to though, to have, like, Canadian comics get... half-hour specials or whatever. Like, if even if there
Come
was,
on,
like,
yeah.
more versions of, like, the stand-ups,
yeah.
Canada,
but, like,
where
the
it's,
Comedy
like, the
Network yeah. itself, like, we used to have CTV paying for that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
now it's, like, nobody's doing that
no.
anymore.
No.
But, you know...
Everyone used to get a special, like, at least...
But the city makes people who are super, super good at it. Like, I'm not saying myself, but, like, doing it for, like, 5 years and are incredible. Like, Gavin Matt's winning the Sirius XM... Ivan Decker winning.
He won a Juno.
He got a Juno. I saw that.
I'm glad that they put comedy back in, like, into the Junos.
For and him. It hasn't been one since the year before he was born.
Yeah. Really?
He was born in 85. So the last time the Juno Award was available was 1984.
Yikes.
Why?
Yeah.
Canada Why? Canada makes comedians. It's like, yeah. Are any of them making albums, though?
And isn't Canada, in my mind, sort of famous for their comedians? Yes, they are. They might have left. But, I mean, and look at the, like, actors, like Jim Carrey. Like, mm-hmm. they're comics and comedic actors that have had huge success in the States. And it's that whole, like, what is the Canadian identity? Or Michael, or not Michael Myers, that's the guy. But, you know, it's always, since I was a kid, it's always been like, what's Canadian identity? And it's always been this quirky sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a shame to hear that the government's really not putting their money where their
fucking, like,
pipeline is. Yeah. Don't email them.
Where their vibe comes from. I mean, like the global perception of Canada is so influenced by our comedic speakers. And
our art, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not the visual stuff, though. Nobody fucking cares about Tom Thompson.
What about Emily Carr?
She's so boring. Oh, I made a tree.
I like to think she was doing mushrooms in the forest. Yeah. And that's not boring to me.
No, that isn't boring. But
didn't she have a pet monkey on a leash or something like that?
She was a late bloomer, too.
Mm-hmm.
She was a late bloomer.
She didn't get her period till she was 42. Welcome back to Fake Facts about Emily Carr.
Well, whatever. Different perspective. Lying down, painting a tree from the bottom up. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, tripping out a little bit.
Come on, look at those paintings.
They're a little trippy. They're a little bit trippy. Yeah, like, our whole identity, like, comes from that, and it's a pain in the ass that... Well, not our whole identity, but a whole big percentage of it, like...
Mm-hmm. What bothers me is that our perceived identity... is not always accurate when you live in Canada. Yes. And I'm married to an American, so mm-hmm. it's, you know, you get that perspective, or from your in-laws, or when you travel and you talk to people and you mm-hmm. get a perspective of what they think Canada is.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so nice. You know what? We're not that nice.
No.
Canadians can be jerks.
We're polite.
We're polite. There's mm-hmm. a difference.
We are not nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are plenty of people in the States who are bigoted, but they're so nice.
So friendly. Like, and they'll help you change your tire if you break down on the side of the road. And Vancouverites would just drive right by.
Yeah.
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 Had a weird experience yesterday where I was at a gas station in Chilliwack. and we pulled up and this woman was just like lying on the ground next to a car. And we're just like, holy shit, did she get hit by the car? Like, what's going on? Nobody's helping her. So my very superhero-y boss, like, jumped out of the car and was like, take the wheel! I had to get in and drive the car. And she went out and, like, helped the woman up and was just like, are you okay? And she apparently had vertigo and just, like, got out of the car and just fell down. But her husband was still sitting in the car just, like, not doing anything. It was the weirdest shit.
There's something going on in that marriage.
Yeah.
Or nothing going on in that marriage, am I right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was weird. So
maybe you didn't see her go down, like a sack of
taters? Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe she hasn't seen him go down.
Oh. And that's why she died.
No, she was okay. We got her back in the car and stuff like that.
Gave her some mushrooms, sent her to the forest. Yeah. It's the Canadian way.
Yeah. But yeah, now I'm just thinking about how do I write a convincing one-page briefing note to slip to my colleagues in tourism, arts, and culture. And maybe talk more about comedy.
Please.
Or, you know, it's great when they hire comedians even for events.
Yes.
You know, like pay your local comics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go to their shows.
Yeah. You know, one of the, sorry to get sort of political, but there's like new fundraising rules around like political events because of, we changed a bunch of laws to make it so that people couldn't basically buy off politicians.
Okay. Like you see in the States too.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. So there's... Basically, people can't give in-kind donations anymore because, like, a big corporation could be like, oh, we're donating this whole space and, like, a whole banquet for you to put on a fundraiser and blah, blah, blah. And then, like, so instead of giving money, they would give, like, perks and whatever.
Right.
So that's now not allowed.
Okay.
So for any political fundraiser, like, you have to pay your entertainment.
Really?
People can't just donate. And I think
that
that's
great. That
could
be great. A good thing.
Yeah. I think that's really good. So, because I used to get in a lot of shit for fundraisers where it's like, oh, we, like... We're trying to raise money, so would you consider doing it for free? I'm really sorry. I just, like, felt really bad about that because I want to pay my artists. Like, I want to get
You're
paid.
On both sides.
Yeah,
I get it.
Totally get paid. So, but now it's a thing. It's like, you can't just donate your time if you, like, you have to pay market rate for...
So Vancouver comedians, work on your politically correct humor. Work on your G-rated set.
Work on your hosting skills.
See, hosting is
That's
good,
all. Yeah. We just want funny MCs that will keep the boring dry speakers.
Keep things moving.
Keep things moving.
Oh my God, yeah. I could really do that.
Yes. You could do that really well. I've
MC'd, like, a lot of weddings. Mm-hmm. So I can definitely be appropriate.
You can be inappropriate as well, but you know when to turn it on and off.
I know when to, like, be like,
read the room.
Yeah, I remember seeing really good comedians dying at a show where it was Charlie Demers' book launch, and it was a lot of his, like, family and academic colleagues all in the front row, and Dino Archie was performing to them.
He's hilarious.
He's so funny, but they just were not having it. They were not charmed at all.
He's from the same place as Carlos's hometown.
Okay.
I believe.
Oakland?
Fresno.
Okay.
But
it's the Bay Area, yeah.
California?
Yeah, sure, California.
It's a small place.
I don't know how anything works.
Hilarious.
He's very funny, but he wasn't doing well, and I was looking at the front row, and I'm like, oh, if I was up there, I'd drop something about how, like, oh, sorry, do I need to quote Slavoj Žižek to get you engaged or something?
They'd be like, ha, 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 that's so awesome.
Yes, I do know that man. This is playing to my needs.
Yeah,
that's what everyone wants.
You know, so here's some topics, like, you know, solidarity.
Solidarity? I think we should have it forever. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Yeah.
As long as it can be expressed in emojis, I'm on board. So solidarity, there's an emoji for that. You got it.
Oh, yeah, the little fist bump.
The little fist bump.
Just the fist emoji.
The fist emoji. Sideways fist kind of means something else. Kind of.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Budski. I'm just really whiting it up.
That's good. You know? Appropriate your own culture.
Yeah. Well, hey there. Yeah. Lawn mowing.
Yeah. So anyway, I just think that is an interesting thing that I just learned about the other day. So I'm just like,
I love that.
Comics, like, work on, like, hosting and, like, trying to make fundraisers more actually fun. Mm-hmm. Like,
put the fun in
fundraising. Yeah. I always love hearing your perspective on things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because, like, so many of them are so formulaic where it's like you go to a restaurant, you eat some food, you have some speakers that just talk about the same stuff, and they're kind of boring. Mm-hmm. So, like, we're planning one that it's like, let's have a fun interactive activity to do.
Bingo?
And, like, essentially, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, not, like, actual bingo, but, like, you know, like, those icebreaker games where you have to go around and find people that have the different qualities and sort of do a bingo card.
I like when, you know what I love? Name tags. You know, when you go to an event and people, you don't really know everyone, and then they slap a name tag on you, I love it. Live for it.
I love name tags.
I forget people's names, and then I'm like, hey, Mike, and you're confident.
I need them because I can't remember people's faces. I email people a lot, and I'm like, oh yeah, I would absolutely email this person for this item, but... And then I meet them in person, and we, like, have been talking forever, and I'm like, I will never remember who you are.
You're like, hello.
This is terrible. Hi. Hello. Can you please put your email signature on the back of your head?
Put their email on their name tag.
On their titty.
Yeah. That's a good excuse to look down there.
Put your Twitter handle on there.
Yeah, put your Twitter handle. Oh, put your, like, social media alias on there.
I am not secretive about my life outside of work at work, but I do despair of ever having my Twitter account, like, looked at by someone in HR.
I've been trying to hide a little bit more on social media, especially with the baby. That's all.
Yeah,
that's
important.
There's a lot of weirdos out there, and Instagram has these weird accounts that are like cute kids, and they're just random kids. So either their parents sent their pictures in to get looked at by
strangers. Probably not.
Or they're stolen photos.
Ew.
Yeah. So I'm kind of on lockdown. I know that everyone loves me and wants to find me on social media.
Yeah,
well you're not invited.
I just want to see pictures of your cute kid all the time, and it's
you get to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I kind of, like, I might have gotten a little extreme because, you know, networking is important.
Did you lock your account?
I kind of went private.
Okay.
And it's, now I'm sort of like, you know, like, I'm not into adding people that I haven't really met or spent time with or shared a meal with, maybe, as a Taurus.
Yeah.
That's important stuff to me.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Bread and mead.
Bread and mead.
You gotta share, you know, salt. What is it? Bread and salt or something like that?
Anyway. Yeah.
Well, you better find out before you go to witch camp.
I know. Well, I'll figure that out.
You got the salt. You just gotta bring some bread.
Yeah, bread seems witchy.
Stick it in your bindle sack.
Yeah, sure.
I'll go full of guilt.
As you fly away on your broomstick.
Yours is really light.
Sorry. If I could take some of your guilt burden, then I would, but it doesn't actually work that way.
Don't take it. It's gross. Yeah. I gotta figure out how to carry it.
We're letting go. Yeah, it's good to work on yourself, because...
I'm fucking tired of it.
You just have to get stronger so that you can carry that weight, I guess.
Okay.
Deadlift. Deadlift the guilt.
Yeah.
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 Okay, I think I'm getting
it. Now you're speaking my language. Yeah. That's me doing it.
Yeah.
Just imitating myself. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited about your movie.
Thank you. I'm excited about
it. Makes me want to go get a lower back
tattoo. So, you know, I'm interested in hearing all about people's lower back tattoos.
If you get funding, will you get a lower back tattoo?
Possibly.
That says hindsight is 2020 along your back.
Or just get 2020 in the back.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
So vote for Lauren's
Vote for hindsight.
Oh, and she'll get a tattoo.
And we can live stream it.
Yes. I almost did
get a tattoo. My friends and I, there was some peer pressure involved. Peer pressure is not always a bad thing. You know, yep. I wouldn't do a lot of things.
No, we would. There's a lot of things we wouldn't do if it wasn't for.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, peer pressure and me, probably. Little column A, little column B. Yeah. Definitely a lot of hangovers have come as a result of peer pressure.
Oh, I miss a hangover.
No, you don't.
Just sitting around watching Teen Mom and chugging Coca-Cola.
Now you have to be an adult mom.
Now I have to be an adult mom. Yeah.
I just want to watch
6 in the morning. Mom.
Oh my god, I feel like you and Emily White would probably have the best TV watching experience together.
I bet. I follow her social media.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Who doesn't?
Who the fuck doesn't?
Right?
You got famous friends.
I know. It's kind of cool, the like little circle that you've accumulated with this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that we pretty before because we have all these friends. But now we're like, oh, yeah, you were on the podcast too.
You're sharing it with
the world.
Oh, we've
both been on the podcast. Like 3 people have said that, maybe.
Vancouver's cool because it's like kind of a small city in Vancouver proper. Like, you know.
Yeah, there's what, 2 million of us?
Yeah.
That's not small, but I mean...
Well, if you take away all
London
the, like...
London is 8 million, so.
Yeah, yeah. If you take away all the squares million. And all the, you know, old people that we don't hang out with, you take away all the children, then really, how many of us are there? I feel like I know everyone.
All the few of us left, and we're all bereft because our parents and children have disappeared.
Just into the ether.
And you can also send all the people that just like to do all the outdoor sports and stuff like that.
I'm not
North Shore, fuck
them.
I was getting
I'm
here.
Not yeah, in that scene very much yeah. at all. The grouse grind, never done it.
Yeah, me
it's
neither.
Stairs.
I don't want to do stairs.
Stairs.
If I'm going to do stairs, I'll go to Wreck Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then at least you get to be nude and drink
and do
drugs.
Mushrooms in the woods. It's going to be a while before I get to do that. Damn.
Yeah.
Babysitter.
I'll look after your kid. Well, no, if I look after your kid, then I can't go and do mushrooms with you on the beach.
Yeah.
Carlos
is pretty responsible.
Carlos.
Yeah.
There'll be, like, a weekend when your baby is older, and then she can go, like, hang out with her grandparents in America.
In America.
And then you'll have, like, a weekend
and
to
And just stay on lockdown. Don't go out in public.
Oh my god. Okay, yeah, don't send your children to America. It's scary down there.
Just stay
send the
Americans. Just wear
up there.
Your bulletproof vest and stay in the closet, honey. Nothing to worry about here.
Sorry, America.
Hey, you know what? It's pretty cool to see, you know, with every move, you know, with every kind of crazy, you know, intense thing that happens, like Donald Trump being elected is what I'm trying to get at. It's interesting to see this uprising and to see, like, these young kids getting organized. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Sucks that we need it.
Sucks that we need anything.
I'm tired of need. Can we transcend need on the next podcast, please?
We're reclaiming our lower back tattoos.
Okay.
We're reclaiming our witchcraft.
Our time.
We're reclaiming our time. We're reclaiming Canadian culture.
Okay.
We're reclaiming our government money.
You did a very, very good head swivel for that.
That was a good head swivel and point at the same time.
We're reclaiming our rights and freedoms that given to us in the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Anyway.
And we're reclaiming our fundraisers.
Sure. Give us that money.
That's kind of a bit of a want.
Give us that money. The government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. That's my thesis.
Or tell us.
Or tell us.
Tell us you're a beautiful corporation. And I think that you should put me at the front of the line.
Hey, tell us. Let's just talk real quiet. Just one-to-one for a second. Hey, tell us. It's me, Katie Nordgren. Did that name sound familiar to you? It should.
You've been listening into our calls.
No. My dad was an executive there. I don't know if you've seen our friend, Mr. Johnny McDonald. Imagine this is the sound of me holding out a $10 bill.
A Mackenzie King.
Oh, ching, ching. Maybe I'll just slide this across the table and you give Lauren Martin some fucking funding. Yeah. How about that? Or my father's name isn't Eric John Nordgren.
Just slide me the...
Former Vice President of Communications at TELUS. Please give my friend some money. Okay, thanks, TELUS.
Thanks, Katie. You're a gem.
Thanks. Cool.
Do you have anything that you want to plug for next
Not week? My show. I don't know what's happening with Big Rock. I gotta send them an email and be like, I don't know what's happening with Big Rock.
But I love their poutine.
They're a great place, and mm-hmm. I have a lot of respect and love for them. It's not their fault. It's not my fault. It's Vancouver's
fault. They could
have
slid that stage about 2 feet to the right.
Sure.
But, you know, I think they only know that now.
Yeah, well, such is the way that it is, and it's very hard to get people out, and I'm just sort of tired of doing that work. So.
You know what? I hear you. I've produced comedy shows, and it's
tough. I would like to produce a show per quarter, not a show every month, I think.
Even monthly, I thought was smart. You know, like, that's... Doing a weekly show is a grind, and then doing monthly smart...
Sure fuck it is.
You know, what am I to say? All I do is sit at home now and write stories for myself, so...
Well, I don't even do that. See, I really need to fucking write for the sake of writing, but I keep going, well, if no one's gonna read it and praise me, then where will the serotonin come from?
You know what I love? Reading, like, having writing dates, and then you, like...
This is what I'm doing with Jackie right after, is we're going to write jokes.
Good.
So, if I can come to your house and hang out with you and your baby...
And the baby, yeah.
And the baby, she can
Sometimes
contribute.
Sometimes I try and do that, and then, you know, you... Or, like, I like doing it like a class, like, bringing something.
Yes.
I hate to be harsh, but, like, you know, you gotta bring something, and then you read it, and then you, like, give each other notes, right?
Well, I will actually produce things for stuff like that. It's like, when there is a deadline...
It's the only time I'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even write, like, fan fiction for pleasure. Things that I used to do when I was younger and more capricious. And
oh, all we had when we're young is time and energy.
I have plenty of time, but I have no energy, which is not a great position to be in, because all the people that I know that just want so much more time, mm-hmm. because they have the energy, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm just so sleepy.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay to be sleepy. I just feel, it's just that weird thing when you get older where, like, time just goes by really fast, where you're like, I know, I'm going to do all these things today, and then it's 8 o'clock.
And you're like, I'm ready for sleeping time.
It's like, well, I took a shower.
It's like, it's 8 o'clock. I guess I better get ready for dinner in an hour and a half. Yeah.
I better mentally prepare myself for this.
Yes.
This eating. I eat dinner very late.
Yes. Not by your own choice. Do you have anything to plug, Chris?
No, not at all. I'm kind of dusting off my music stuff again, though. My cello's finally back in my house after a month and a half
back
of
the
it.
Shack.
Not being here. Yeah. Oh. I just left it at Aaron's house.
I'm on Foxhole on Wednesday, I forgot. April 4th. So.
Oh, good.
Yay.
Sorry.
That's it. Is the upstairs
at the
Fox?
At the Fox, yeah.
Or inside the Fox?
It's upstairs at the Fox. Ooh. And it's $5, and happy hour is always on when it's happening. Yeah. So it's a lot of fun. Anyway, Chris, sorry.
So I got together with some of my music-making friends. And we incorporated our bass player friend Maggie as well. Ooh. And she had such a fun time that her energy was even more, like, it just made us all have way more fun. And mm-hmm. so we're just, like, she's learning how to jam. And we like, wrote 2 new songs yesterday.
Really?
Just for funsies. And it was, like, such a cool collaborative thing. Like, Allison just brought, like... I do this drum exercise, but I thought it would be a really cool beat, and she brought it, and we just wrote a song over top of it, and it actually turned out really cute. I can't fucking remember it at all, but luckily someone recorded it, and then I brought a little groove, like a riff for people to jam on, and so it was just like, and then everyone had ideas, and so they were throwing things out, and we're like, oh, maybe it's about this, oh, maybe it's about that, and so now we all have a writing assignment to go and then come back in 2 weeks with, like, bring a verse to this song.
writing assignments.
Yeah.
Love them.
Oh my god, and just put all of them into a song and it will sound like it was made by like P-Funk or something. Like when all of them, they're like, just sort all of like on the bizarro. Same topic. Psychopharmacology is what I need. Bow, bow, bow. Or something like that.
But we're trying to find like what is the style that we're gonna play. Because all of us write songs individually that are all totally different, so how do we meld those things indie together? Funk.
I just love hearing you talk about music. Mm-hmm. I'm so, like, not a musical person, mm-hmm. and it's incredible how people write songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really neat. It's just, like, some stuff came out where I'm just like, ooh, this sounds so happy, but then when we change the key, it kind of gets sad, but only for a little bit, so I'm like, what if we shorten that?
Yeah.
And then did, like, a transition-y thing, so it goes back to the happy really quick, and so then the song's gonna be, like, everything's good, everything's fine, like, it's a song that's in denial, you know, and then you, like, have one little chunk where it's just like, well, actually, the crushing, like, mortgage, you know, blah,
the
blah,
mortgage.
Blah, the housing market, blah, 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 anyway, but that's not real anyway.
Ooh, it's not real.
Yeah, that's
what
it.
What is money?
Anyway, so, it's
gonna
be... I don't
know, but I'd like some.
It's gonna be cute and adorable, and so maybe we'll do a show someday.
Yay. I'd love to see you do a show.
And it's all women, which is really nice. Lana Luz
and the Princeton, we're coming back for you.
Those are the only two venues
We need venues in this city.
Yeah.
Those are great venues.
They are good venues. Remember when it was like, was Sushi Hoko's, Place?
Yeah.
Hoko Sushi?
Yeah.
No. Is that Princeton?
No, that's
Lana Luz. Lana Luz used to be Sushi Place.
Yeah, Sushi and Karaoke.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard of it. I never went.
Yeah, it was cute.
That was an interesting contribution.
I'm hoping that some more venues are going to pop up as well with maybe some other...
That's it.
By definition, they kind of have to, but mm-hmm. whether or not they will be sustainable is... I'm being very cynical about it right now, but I just need to be in
because you're producing hell right now.
I mean, it's not even hell, it's purgatory, man. Like, it's difficult. I won't pretend like it's super soul-crushing or anything. Like, it's just frustrating. It doesn't make me feel like I have no value as a person, thankfully, but...
And the thing is we're talking about, you
most
know,
things do.
Specifically in Vancouver, it's a very expensive city, so people are struggling to make ends meet, and then, you know, people are struggling to put on artistic events, and it's like, where's the audience? Because people are broke, as a joke.
Like, I feel bad. Like, I made my show free on Sunday because I wanted people to come out.
Yeah,
but I was like, I can't even get people to come out for free.
Like, I don't leave the house anymore.
It's not about you, baby.
I remember when I came out super pregnant, though.
You were very supportive before you had a baby.
I know.
And now you're a terrible friend. Then
I'm not a great mom either, so don't feel bad.
But your kid is so cute, so no one's going to notice.
You know what? I was saying this to my mom is, you know, I like to post things on social media, and you post cute pictures. But I like to also post when I feed her macaroni and cheese and when she's crying because, you know, I think a representation of... just normal day-to-day, you know, most moms are just okay. And if I can just be an okay mom, mm-hmm. I feel like that's a good role model to be. Because mm-hmm. Let's all just be okay. You know, you don't have to be perfect. Yeah. Just be okay.
Because that's impossible to
achieve.
That's
impossible.
Keep them alive and relatively, like, safe and cared for.
What was it? Make mistakes with intention.
Fucking up with integrity.
Well, I'm fucking
intentionally
up.
Make mistakes is the idea that we're operating on.
I'm fucking up her psyche.
Yeah,
with integrity.
Your kid's gonna need something to write about, you know? Yeah. So, like,
I don't want to take that away from her.
Yeah, just be yourself.
Be yourself. You know, occasionally I mutter to myself, and then I apologize. You know, that wasn't aimed at you. That was aimed at the demons in my head.
Mm-hmm. But, like, I think just, being honest with your kids about stuff is okay, too. Like, I think mm-hmm. a lot of parents hide the struggles that are going on, and then the kids mm-hmm. don't understand why maybe there might be an outburst or something.
Why they're
but
short.
It's like,
why,
you know, so it's like just...
Well, they're short because they're kids.
Sorry. Oh, my God.
Such a fucking dad with my jokes sometimes.
Yeah, you're a great dad.
I'm a good dad, guys.
You're an okay dad.
I'm an okay dad. World's okayest dad who has no kids.
Nice.
Well.
Cool.
This has been fun.
My ladies.
This has been super fun. Thanks for coming over.
Thanks for having me.
This is a beautiful, beautiful, excellent Friday, I would say.
I'd say we all have a little spring fever.
I'd say we're all going to die and then come back in 3 days.
What was that? I saw something. It's like, I'm going to do what Jesus did. I'm going out on Friday and I'm not coming back until Monday. See you next week. Happy Estrus.
Have a good one, Jesus. Bye.